The Non-New Movie Review.
I'm just going to jump right in. What he could have done if they did a Gemini Man rap is he could have done two verses as two different Will Smiths.
Oh my god.
How fucking cool would that have been?
Or three.
Okay, the third Will Smith is such... It's a small part of this movie.
But he's in it for a third time.
Yes, he plays three characters. I was almost expecting that to be Jaden.
Oh.
What if like fucking Jaden came
like
in?
Like a kid Will Smith. But it was Jaden.
What if they had just gotten Jaden to play his younger self?
They should have.
They honestly should have.
No, we've been there.
Oh, yes,
we've
actually
been there.
Oh, God, we've seen
how... We do not want to go back.
Jesus fucking Christ, that movie.
After Earth. Go listen to it now.
Please. Don't listen to that episode. That movie's so fucked. We talk about, like, Game of Thrones because we're so bored.
Was that one that we watched live?
Yeah, we watched it. Oh, we were so bored.
Yeah, it was very boring.
Father... Cypher
so,
Rage.
So dry. And they hate each other because it was...
It's like the movie version of a towel that someone jerked off into too many times.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Welcome to the not new movie
review.
Oh,
yeah. Welcome to the not new movie
Emphasis
review.
Emphasis on new.
Welcome to the not line through it new movie review.
I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
I'm Ross Oakes, and this is the podcast where we analyze an actor's critical successes
and failures, all according to Rotten Tomatoes.
That's right.
And today we're returning to one of our boys
because we have to,
as we promised. One of our boys, one of our favorite boys,
one of our favorite boys, because we only have two.
Two so far. We have two boys and a girl.
Yeah,
our family's growing. Will Smith.
That's right.
A man whose career we are... I think I'd say of all the people we've covered so far, we're the most invested in Will Smith's
career.
Out of
the three people?
Yeah, because The Rock's doing fine.
Right.
Charlize is doing fine. Will Smith.
Right.
He's been having a rough patch. But this might be his best...
Having a rough patch?
Before Aladdin, what was the last big movie he was in that people loved?
Sure.
Collateral Beauty, your favorite movie of 2016?
Not a... Jesus Christ. Listen, go listen to the episode.
Suicide
Not
Squad.
A bad movie. Okay.
But we're here to talk about...
Before we get to that...
We got to tell... It's the Gemini Man episode.
Jeremy, right? What have you been watching?
We already did this.
What have you been watching, Jeremy?
Well, since... Fuck, I forgot how that's going to work. Well...
I'll tell you what I've been watching.
Yeah.
Gemini Man.
I watched Gemini Man too. Hey, we saw Gemini Man together.
We saw Gemini Man together.
It's the first movie we've seen together since, it's been a while. It's been a while.
It has, but what was it? What was it?
What was the last movie we saw together?
Say it.
Tell
me.
I don't remember. It's been over a year.
Over a year, really?
I don't know. Was it Sully? No, we didn't see Sully together.
We saw War Dogs together. Yeah, we did see War Dogs together.
We were going to see Sully.
Well, here, I don't go to the movies that often, so let me just look through my tickets.
Yeah, we got to figure out. We also saw this movie with a blankie.
We did. You can elaborate on that.
I don't think he listens to the podcast. But
oh, okay.
A lot of blankies do listen to the podcast, though. I'm going to do a shout out.
Happy Death Day to you.
We didn't see it together, though. We just both saw it. I want to give a shout out to the blankies that I know listen.
I don't know. It only goes back as far as Spider-Man Far From or Into the Spider-Verse.
Seymour Butts listens.
Oh, cool.
Hello. And Pumpkin Yogurt listens, or Lemon Yogurt listens. So shout out.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
What's
our boy been up to?
Okay. Sure.
Other than premiering a new movie.
Let me go to his Instagram. He's very active on Instagram. He loves videos. Like, all he uploads is videos. And they're all, as we have talked about before, they're all way overly produced for Instagram.
They're not as raw as the Rock's videos.
No, they're not raw at all.
As the Rock's videos.
A lot of them are memes.
He likes memes.
He just reposts other people's.
He's pretty much become like just a YouTuber at this point. Or an Instagram influencer when it comes to his social media presence.
Right.
Every now and then, there'll be a good video. Like, his video about the last day of Bad Boys for Life was pretty good.
All right, so this is a minute 30 video.
We're not going to watch the whole thing, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Of him talking about some shoes that are going around that are like different colors or something. Have you seen this?
We're only gonna make it like 45 minutes.
It's like a shoe. Seconds. It's like a shoe. Some people are. It's like the dress.
I'm jealous thing. Of dark mode. I can't get iOS 13 to install on my phone.
Why not?
Every time it like almost installs and it says like update failed to install and then it stops.
And you've restarted your phone?
I should try restarting.
You should try restarting. Yeah.
You know, it's insane that we leave our phones on for so long at a time.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, I read the I read Steve Wozniak's book.
Yeah.
And he was like back in the '80s.
You mean Seth Rogen?
No, Steve Wozniak.
Okay, yeah.
He was like back in the '80s, I left my computer on 24/7.
Maniac.
He's like people aren't going hard enough on their tech.
Okay, Steve.
All right, ready? Remember the dress thing?
Big Dick Steve over here. Oh, I saw this with the shoe. There's the shoe that like looks right. Blue or pink to some people.
It looks blue and gray to me.
What? Show me the shoe again.
All right.
It's blue. Oh yeah, that's turquoise and blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, or gray.
People are saying it's pink and pink and white.
Those people are fucking messed up. Those people are the Joker.
All right, ready? Here's Will. Yeah. Here's Will on the shoe issue.
Is he gonna like yell at his family about it? What's he got? What do you got for me, Big Willie?
I showed it to a bunch of people, and it's really, really spectacular. What comes back? So let's start with what color do you see? What color do you see? Now show five or six people around you, whoever's around you, show.
I'm showing you.
We gotta show our clones.
What color do they see? We're joined by our clones today. And I think you'll be surprised at what the answer is. There's no right answer, but it's definitely not pink. So I saw this image on green and gray.
I see pink.
Me too.
I see grayish pink.
This is all pink.
I see pink.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
This is all pink. What do you mean?
Is that Michael Mann?
I see completely pink.
Baby pink.
I see blue.
Okay, it looks pink in that picture, I'm not gonna lie.
Real pink, baby pink.
I see green and gray.
It does look a little greenish to me.
He was aggressive in there. He's
if he grabs that little kid by the throat.
Light blue.
Oh my god. No.
Pink.
So pink. It is oh my god.
What if Will Smith just walked up to you at a restaurant?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would agree with him either way. Yeah. That
I see this is pink, but that's not what I see.
That is
the wall. Is that Jaden?
Yes, and that is
that's
pink.
Not pink.
This is pink. This is pink.
It's
not even like.
It's the same color as
yeah.
That's so gray. It's gray. It's like a green. Green and
okay, yeah.
That's
so,
what we got. That's
yeah.
What we got.
What was I gonna say?
So that's what he's been up to.
He's just been opening a new movie, talking about fucking shoes.
We did forget to introduce our guests, though.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just gonna pass the mic over to.
All right, I'm gonna
my other self.
Okay, yeah. You do it first.
Hey, I'm Jeremy's clone. What's up?
Oh, hey. All right. Well, let me introduce. This I'm Ross. This is the other Ross.
Unfortunately, our cloning technology isn't as good as Gemini Man's, and our clones are...
Hey, this is the other Ross.
Hey, what's up, brother Ross? Our clones are actually just they're actually just a month younger.
I'm actually a better version of you in every way.
How's that?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're talking...
I know.
Oh, you're talking to your clone.
Yeah, we're having a conversation. I don't know if you can tell over here.
Well, one Ross has a good goatee. The other one's kind of sucks.
One of them can grow a beard and the other one can't. Yeah, I can totally grow a beard. You suck.
Clearly. I have no beef with my clone. We're both pretty chill.
I know. You guys seem like the perfect perfect couple there.
We cuddle at night.
All right. Well, I'm gonna
pass it back to the real Ross.
Or well, no, I am the real Ross.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay, all right. Well,
I don't know what's happening anymore.
I'm going to say, which
one there's
one
a
of
third
us,
one of you in the corner of the
one
room.
One of us has to die. You have to choose which one.
What about the third one in the corner of the room?
I'm the real Ross, Jeremy. Jeremy, pick me. No, he's lying. I'm the real Ross. No, thank God, Jeremy. You picked the right one.
I picked the right one.
Oh, thank God.
Like, I think I figured I had a 50-50 shot. I'm keeping mine. He's cool.
Right.
He sent mine to work for me.
He doesn't. He's
actually sometimes I send mine to record the podcast, so I don't have to see you.
He only eats cardboard though. So
actually, you saw Gemini Man with my clone last night.
Oh, really?
Wait, I am the clone. I thought. I swear, I gave him.
Oh God, it's sentient.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Now I have to kill it.
Just shoot it. Shoot the other one. We're dead. Okay, that bit's dead.
Kill it. Wait, let's shoot the bit.
All right, we're good. We did it. All right, so Gemini Man. This movie. There's been a lot of talk about this movie for a couple reasons. One, Will Smith's comeback narrative. Two, Ang Lee, prestigious director, director of Brokeback Mountain, Life of Pi, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. He's making what is ostensibly like a 90s action movie. But here's the twist. We all wondered, because he's obsessed with this high frame rate bullshit.
Sure.
If he was going to use that with Gemini Man.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he did. And my
what was his last movie?
Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
And that one was the first...
That one was... He only used high frame rate for the war stuff.
Oh, not the whole movie?
I don't think the whole movie.
Okay.
What were you going to say? It was the first what?
It was his first... It was like the appetizer.
Yes.
To this.
To this, yeah. Before that, he was big on 3D with Life of Pi.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I don't know what he's big on, but...
Now, you're going to have the floor for most of this.
My eyes hurt so fucking bad.
Now... We saw it in the
high frame rate. 60 frames per second.
60 frames.
2K.
Same as the stupid Hobbit.
Yeah, fucking it. Well, I trust Ang Lee more with new technology than I do Peter Jackson.
It looked better.
It did look better.
Here's what I'm going to say, and then you can just talk for like an hour.
I'll be the JD.
Some of it, I'm not a fan of 3D either, especially the real D, because it's not as... 3D as 3D used to be.
It kind of
just pops it out of you.
It depends on the movie. It depends if the movie was shot specifically with 3D in mind. Like some filmmaker, like I trust James Cameron to make a cool 3D movie.
The best 3D movie I've ever seen is Spy Kids 3D.
That's objectively false.
No, it's not.
That was fun, but I think the best
use of 3D.
I don't think that's true.
The best 3D I've ever seen was Spy Kids 3D.
What about In the Heart of the Sea?
That was the worst case of 3D I've ever seen.
That fucking sucked. We saw that movie at 10:30 at night on a Friday in 3D.
Yeah, it was awful. It was terrible. And you think Hemsworth is the best Chris. God. Suck my ass.
Why did we do that? All right, so continue. You don't like 3D, so...
Okay, so I'm already not a fan of 3D because I wear glasses.
So do I.
Okay, so we put them over.
Both big old nerds.
And they're clunking the whole time. You know, I got to adjust them.
Is what your glasses do.
So then the high frame rate is at first very jarring.
It is. I remember you were like, oh, God.
Yeah. Like right away, I said
Andy
out
was,
loud.
Andy was like, here we go.
Right away, I was like, Jesus Christ. Because it was like, it felt so weird.
It's like someone flicked your eyes.
So it's like.
I want to mention that this movie made both of our eyes hurt. Like really bad after the movie, but my eyes
were burning.
My eyes were burning too, but after I took the glasses off, but now my eyes hurt from association when we talk. Like my eyes hurt right now.
My eyes don't hurt right now, God, but I did wake up this morning and they were really dry.
So were mine.
So I looked in the mirror and they were red on the...
I think it might be worse for us because not only do we, our eyes are processing through our glasses lenses, but they're also processing the 3D. And they're processing the high frame rate.
Oh, yeah.
There's like
triple threat.
Four fucking layers.
Right,
there.
Right.
Our eyes are just like, fuck.
Plus, our eyes are just shitty to begin with.
Imagine if that movie was 3 hours long.
No, I can't.
I was enjoying the movie, but I kind of wanted it to end because my eyes hurt. Like, I was like...
So, I think it works for some things and not for other things.
I think...
Because our eye... It's like the movie is moving faster than... Our eyes can process.
I think
we're picking up details that we're not meant to see.
I think the point of it, it's supposed to make it look as close to real life as possible. Whereas, but I don't think... But even
in real life, you're not moving 60 frames a second to me right now.
But I think the reason that they said that they wanted to use it for this movie was Ang Lee is obsessed with it, but also I guess a lot of people say it's the reason the effects of young Will Smith look so real. Because I guess high frame rate can make certain effects.
I can attest to that.
Yes, it looks great.
Because what they did is they used stunt doubles, and then they made a 3D model of Will Smith's head, and they attached it to the stunt doubles. So he's basically, it's basically a video game character. of Will
played,
Smith's
he played
head.
His young self too, though.
Yes, but they used his face,
like Ed Gein.
What do you mean?
They put like a skin mask on someone?
Yes, but a 3D
like
skin
Leatherface?
Mask. In the computer, they put a skin mask
on
him. So Will Smith played himself, right?
Yeah, and like as DJ Khaled always says. Congratulations, you just played yourself.
So he wore the helmet.
That
thing.
Was good.
You must be a big fan.
Oh, so there's that one GIF where he's like, "Congratulations, you just played
that's
yourself."
True. So he wore the head thing with all the dots, right?
Yeah.
So they got his face,
the circus mask.
Then instead of what they do in like the Marvel movies,
that was another good joke. You missed it.
Where they just de-age them.
They just de-age him on the computer.
Right.
And it can look a little wonky at times.
This one, they actually made a 3D model of young Will and just attached it and made the points
okay.
the same.
And they probably... Okay.
So it's very much just a video game character's head.
But it looks...
Which video games work at 60 frames a second.
That's true. A lot of people are saying this movie looked like a video game to them.
It did at some points.
For me, it looked mostly like a soap opera with a lot of action.
Yes, because those are filmed at a higher frame rate.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
Those are filmed at 60.
I was going to say, I feel like a better use of frame, like high frame rate, although some of the action scenes do look cool in this, would be a movie that like you'd want to look more natural. Like I know one of his dream projects is he wants to make a movie about a huge infamous boxing match between like Muhammad Ali or someone. That could look cool in high frame rate. Because it'd be like you're in the boxing ring. You're watching mm-hmm. Muhammad Ali take on Hulk Hogan or whoever he fucking boxed.
And then what high frame rate is good for is slowing things down. I mean, that's like, you know, you shoot 120 frames per second.
Every time you say that word.
And then...
It's like a curse in my eyes.
And then if you slow it down, it looks really good because that's what it's meant.
So do you think it would have looked any different in 120 4K if we'd seen it in like pristine like... See, Andy seemed to think that the jump from 24 frames per second, which most movies are shot at, to 60, that's more way more noticeable than 60 to 120.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, because like you can get a 120 hertz like gaming monitor, and you can play a video game at 120 frames per second.
Do you think they go farther than this? Do you think they get to like, is it physically possible?
120? Yeah.
You to go get like 240?
240, yeah.
Like the,
just there's like, been, no, there's cameras that shoot thousands of frames per second.
I was just blacked out when I said that.
But the point of that they shoot is so you can slow them down.
Yeah. I don't know. My eyes did, in a way, my eyes adjusted to it into that I just was watching the movie, but in the back of my head, it was still like, this is a lot.
Well, some things were really jarring. When they were fighting,
a little jarring.
It looked a little fake. Like you can kind of see, because like during in 24 frames per second, when people are punching, their arm usually blurs, and the hit.
Oh, but we catch that
right.
Oh, you can actually see what you're saying.
You can actually the arm is like still clear while they're swinging, and yeah. you can see. All
right, now that you say that,
you know what I mean.
I will say that the...
Like, there's some movie magic that you can't do.
I will say that the actual 3D of this movie, pretty cool.
Very... Yeah, no, 3D. Besides Spy Kids 3D, this was, like, number two.
Really?
That I've seen. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Great use of 3D.
I never saw Avatar in 3D, so I don't know how that
I didn't either. But, like, so other things... There's one thing that I really liked in the 60 frames was the water. Water looked amazing because it was like because water usually moves quick so it blurs out
but all the water was
clear when it was moving.
Or I noticed when he was like when he was in the field at the beginning, all the blades of grass.
Yeah
My favorite 60 frame per second like nonsense that would happen was, well, one, I mean, that bike chase with like the bike slaps and all.
Sure.
That. When it would cut to like first person, so it looks like you're like riding a bike with him or something.
Yeah.
But then the best, the Gatling gun scene. I mean,
when yeah,
the
bullets
that
was,
are
yeah.
just flying.
That was
through.
My favorite. That was my favorite 3D moment where he was shooting because all the stuff was like flying at you. It was really cool.
Potato chip bags.
Yeah.
All right. So we've talked about the high frame rate. Now the movie itself.
Right. The plot.
The plot. Will Smith is a hitman, he's the best in the biz, decides he's going to retire. the DIA, the company that contracts him, doesn't like that. So they send an agent to kill him. Who does that agent turn out to
and
be?
And he's old, you know? He's,
yeah,
he's
let him fucking retire.
Had his time.
Well, actually, no, I think they would let him retire, but he figures out that they had him kill a good guy.
Oh, that's true.
If he hadn't messed around, because he finds out that he thought he killed a Russian terrorist when he really killed a Russian biologist.
So this
if he hadn't dug into the dirt a bit.
Very reminiscent of another Will Smith movie that we watched.
Enemy of the State.
That's right.
I think Enemy of the State's a little better.
They could have given this movie the same name.
Speaking of which, you know who almost directed this in the 90s? Tony Scott.
Oh, really?
You want to know what my dream version of this movie would have been? 90s, directed by Tony Scott, starring Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
Imagine a young... Because they would have just had to age up a Tom Cruise
with
makeup or something.
Yeah. And then it would just be normal Tom Cruise playing
the younger
the other part.
God, that movie would.
Oh my God! Well, or they make it an old clone.
What if there's been a clone that's been around this whole time?
That's why, and he's old.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I don't get about the new Terminator movie.
Yes.
How does Arnold Schwarzenegger age? How is he old now?
Because the have you seen the Terminators?
I've seen the first two.
The skin that they put on them is organic. It's skin.
Okay.
That's why they have blood, and that's why they're technically cyborgs. They're not robots, cybernetic organisms.
But he also died.
Well, they're retconning Terminator 2.
What?
They're changing the ending of Terminator 2, even though it's the best ending ever.
What do you mean?
Ever.
What?
I'm cautiously optimistic because the second trailer, the trailer we saw last night, that trailer makes me want to kill myself because it's like,
sure.
I am a hunter, like that fucking song. But the second trailer they put out looks fucking rad.
Uh-huh.
And like I'm like you, I'm cautious that they're retconning Terminator 2.
Because
they're going to make it so every sequel after Terminator 2 doesn't exist.
Sure, okay, yeah.
Which I'm more than fine with, even though I enjoy some of the sequels.
So they're organic on the outside.
Yeah.
But how come when he gets shot, it comes back together then?
That doesn't happen to Arnold.
Oh, no? Okay. No.
If Arnold gets shot, it bleeds like a wound.
Okay.
And then it obviously hits the... like the metal on
right him. Right but now let's say he lives to like 150, right?
And then we just be rotted and gross.
Well, exactly what I'm saying. The skin would be so old that it would just fall off and he's just a robot again.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad I could answer
I
that
can get
you.
With that.
So Will Smith, so basically I told you the play, they send his young Claude to kill him.
Conspiracy. Who will save you from yourself?
I ask myself that every day.
Henry Brogan, an aging assassin, tries to get out of the business, but finds himself in the ultimate battle, fighting his own clone who is 25 years younger than him and at the peak of his abilities. So what do you think of the clone? How they do?
Like in the movie, like with making the clone?
Like,
or like
it, how do you think it looked? How does it compare to...
I think it looks great.
How does it compare to like Will Smith 20 years ago?
I think someone brought up a good point. I don't think it looks exactly like young Will Smith.
It doesn't.
But here's what the white person said. Someone says, it doesn't look exactly like young Will Smith, but it looks exactly like a man who everyone tells him he looks like Will Smith.
Yeah, I can see that. It's like, it's so close, though.
I think, because I think the effect looks great. I think the only time it looks bad is weirdly that final scene. I don't know why, when he's showing his teeth a lot.
Oh, the lips.
It looks bad. I don't know.
Yeah,
why. I think it's good that for most of the movie he doesn't smile.
Something's up with this, yeah.
And it's a great performance, too.
Sure, I mean, it's just Will Smith.
Will Smith's great in this movie.
But also, I mean, we just watched, you know, Mad Max
Fury
as
Road.
Well. I feel like, Paul Rudd. I don't know why I mentioned Mad Max. Paul Rudd, they're already making a sequel to this called Living With Myself. It's going to be a Netflix.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
It's going to be a Netflix series. Paul Rudd is already doing this again, you know?
That's true.
Except it's
just the same age Paul Rudd,
though.
It is
just the same age Paul Rudd. But
the world needs more Paul Rudds.
But now we're getting to this point where movies are so boring that we just need actors to do the movie twice.
Play themselves. Yeah, I mean... It's happened a couple times. There's been a couple clone movies out there. Tom Cruise made Oblivion.
I haven't seen it.
It's a great movie. It's got clones.
There was another part. The voice. I did not like the voice.
You don't think young Will Smith's voice worked?
It sounded like Will Smith's voice now, but on helium.
I think it. I didn't mind it.
He was like, "Hey, why didn't you tell me that I was a clone?" And it's like that's not how Will Smith sounded 20 years ago.
I didn't mind it too much. I was just so... There's two things that I think maybe blurred the flaws it might have had. One, I think just it mostly looked great. So I was like, all right, this is amazing.
Right.
Performance. Two, my eyes were on fire.
Yeah.
So
burning like the
maybe
sun.
That's another part of like why he chose high frame rate, because he's like, there's less of a chance they'll notice when this effect doesn't
yes.
work if their eyes are bleeding.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Like, he had a meeting, and he's like, hey, it's very ambitious to make a younger version of a character, like, and have him in the entire movie, but here's an idea. If your eyes are bleeding, are you going to pay attention to that?
I mean, it was good. You know, I gave it 3 out of 5.
I still haven't rated it. I might give it a 3 or 3.5 out of 5.
I think the plot... for the most part, is still...
It's pretty generic.
In generic territory.
Yeah.
It feels like... more the implementation of it.
Yeah, it feels like what would have been like a 90s action thriller, like would have been like Gemini
or
Man.
Or even early 2000s.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think this movie, it all comes down to who you take it as the star and the director.
That's right.
And I think they picked two pretty good people.
Yeah.
I think Tony Scott and Tom Cruise would have been better. But.
I think if they just... I think you... I am glad that we saw it the way we did.
Yes.
Because
You were not happy when I told you we were only getting half of the frames per second.
That's true. But then it was more than enough. But then I think if I just saw this in 2D, it would have just been... It would have been too average.
Yeah. Whereas this brings an interesting element to it.
Right, yeah.
It's like... Like, if I had cared enough to see Avatar when it came out, I would have seen it in 3D. Because other than that, I don't give a shit about Avatar. And I'm glad that Ang Lee, prestigious director, made a movie like this. Like, he's not above making, like, a
right.
trashy action movie. It makes
right.
me feel good, you know? The man who made Brokeback Mountain, one of the greatest movies of the 21st century.
I haven't seen it.
It's a great movie.
You've seen it?
Yes, Heath Ledger in it, Australian.
Are you serious?
Secret MVP of this movie?
Who?
Benedict Wong.
How
fun
yeah.
is
oh,
Benedict
yeah.
Wong in this movie as the cool sidekick?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
When he's singing Ray Charles on the airplane.
All right, so we have Will Smith.
We got Will Smith.
We have Will Smith. We
got Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Yep.
Who's amazing. She kicks ass.
Clive Owen is the
yeah.
bad guy.
He's fun.
Benedict Wong.
Motherfucking Wong.
Who's yep.
British.
I mean, that basically covers our bases.
Yeah,
already.
No one knows the rest.
Yeah.
Bunch of lowlifes. Degenerates.
Let's see.
Has a lot of credited writers.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, this script has been alive since the 90s when Tony Scott almost made it.
Well, it looks like the main players are David Benioff and Darren Lemke.
We know one of those names.
Yeah, we do. He came up with the story and the screenplay.
David Benioff?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's see. Not nominated for any Oscars yet.
Not yet. I feel... It'll probably get a visual effect. I could see it getting a visual effects nomination.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think it would win, but I could see it happening.
From 2003 to 2010,
yeah,
Nicolas Cage was attached to this movie.
Holy fuck.
think about Cage Rage times two.
Well, I'm thinking like Face Off was already like Nicolas Cage playing two characters.
Face Off with himself.
You put Nicolas Cage in any movie and I'm like, excuse me? Imagine Ratatouille with Nicolas Cage voicing the rat.
The original script
yeah.
was written for Clint Eastwood.
That would have been fascinating.
Right? This movie is...
What the...
Crazy. Oh, here we go. This is Jerry Bruckheimer's first film with Paramount Pictures since...
That...
A movie we already covered... Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. See, I'm excited to see nothing brings me
I
more
saw that,
joy.
I saw that
Jerry
on the
Bruckheimer.
Screen. Yeah.
Oh my god. That man is there's nothing more special than an action movie produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. Oh my god. I love that man.
So the movie was going into production in 2008, but Nicolas Cage convinced Jerry Bruckheimer to work on the live action remake of The Sorcerer's Apprentice instead. Are you kidding me, Nicolas Cage?
Do you know that's the reason why they haven't made National Treasure 3?
Because he doesn't.
Because
like...
the director also directed The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and Disney was like, "Well, I don't know. Like, you kind of fucked that movie."
Oh, it didn't.
Up.
Oh, Jesus.
You see, there's this great meme. You know how Disney Plus they announced everything they're putting or not on like that long Twitter thread. This guy, he edited the video from The Social Network where Mark Zuckerberg just like opening up and just keeps refreshing the page. Right. But he opened up the IMD page for National Treasure 3. He's just like, refresh, refresh.
Johnny Depp turned it down in 2012.
Dodged a bullet. Who would have been the director?
This is Jerry Bruckheimer's longest gestating movie.
It's been producing it since the 90s.
Yeah, I mean.
He almost did it with his boy Tony.
He's probably once a week he would go like,
"Are we making Gemini Man?"
Yeah, and he'd be like, "No, not this week."
I feel like Ang Lee comes aboard, you're like, "Fuck yeah."
Let's see.
Ross's IMDb trivia corner.
I mean, that's pretty. Yeah, I mean that's. Yeah.
Does it say Tony Scott almost made it?
Let me see. I feel like I did see that.
Because that's true. It's one of those things that I want, because Tony Scott's one of my favorite directors.
Don't see that anywhere.
Well, that's true. He almost made it. I bet you he would have made it with Tom Cruise, because they were big at the time together.
Right.
I'm glad they chose Will Smith for this movie.
So we got some stats already here.
It hasn't been making much.
It was made for $138.
Jesus Christ.
Now, opening weekend.
It's like 20 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 20.
I haven't seen the trailers for this fucking movie for so long.
So far in the U.S., not Australia, in the United States of America,
yeah,
it's made 25. And then around the world, including Australia, where most of our actors are from.
Most of our actors are from.
You want to give out a number?
In Australia?
No, just worldwide. It's a lot bigger than 25.
70?
Yep.
Damn. Well, maybe it'll make its money back worldwide. That'd be good.
I mean, we're really bad about going to the movies in America.
We are. I mean, I go.
I know you do.
So I use Regal Unlimited. Please sponsor me.
It had a...
We also got to take into account we're one country, whereas worldwide,
that's very true.
Like if you were to do it piece by piece, I doubt fucking Amsterdam's not a country. I doubt fucking UK matched us.
Right,
it might have matched us.
Right, once this comes out in Russia, you know,
it's mostly just us and China,
which is why people don't understand that when you make a blockbuster,
yeah,
or you make a movie that comes out in theaters, you're not just making one movie. You're making several movies for several different countries.
Yeah, because you got to re-record the dialogue.
Exactly. I watched this...
Or do subtitles. Sometimes they're lazy and they'll do subtitles.
Yeah. I watched this thing with Hansi Lassie.
Hansi
Lassity.
John Lasseter.
And they changed the dialogue for the movies in different countries, which means they have to animate the mouths differently. And
that's hardcore.
You know, so they're making several different copies. We're just getting the American version that plays best for us. And then Japan might get a different version. Same movie.
Same movie, just different dialogue.
Different inside jokes, different, you know, which...
A lot of them, though, they are lazy. They'll literally just subtitles.
But. Sure. But also, I felt the same blockbuster, like, I felt like I was watching a spectacle during this movie.
Really?
As same as I do with, like, Fast and Furious.
Ooh.
Because it goes all over the world.
It does. Hungary.
Yeah.
Budapest. They might be in the same place.
I mean, that, like, when I think of, like, watching a blockbuster
Columbia.
Movie in the middle of summer.
They're glowing.
Like, I want to see them glow. I want to see them go all over the world.
This should have played in the summer. This should have been, like, a July movie.
Definitely, yeah.
That would have been great. No, I get what you're saying. Plus, you got the Jerry Bruckheimer, I mean.
And they actually shot in a lot of those locations.
Well, yeah, they globetrotted. I remember when Will Smith was making this, he was posting updates from, like, Colombia.
Right.
I remember Ang Lee wouldn't do any selfies with him. Like, so I remember when they were shooting Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, which has Vin Diesel in it. Vin Diesel would try to do like. I need to see that movie for Vin Diesel. You know who Vin Diesel plays in Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk?
Billy Lynn.
He plays a gentle soldier named Buddha. Mm. Does that literally not sound like?
His only line is Buddha.
It's probably like, ooh, you could be a good man someday.
I am Buddha.
God, I love Vin Diesel.
$50 million.
Imagine this movie with Vin Diesel.
If I could get a XXX movie with a clone plotline.
You still have to see Return of Xander Cage.
Yeah, I do.
Which is a masterpiece. I'm trying to think of other interesting actors they could have done this movie with. Because also a lot of people are saying it's also like almost like Will Smith reckoning with his career. Like, you know, his career is like a movie star.
But he's beating the shit out of his old career.
Well, he's like, he's coming to terms with what kind of movies he's made, what his career's been. But he's great in this movie.
Right.
He's given a solid performance.
Mm-hmm.
Both of his movies this year, he's been the highlight of.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, he's the star of this one. But
now, I'm just going to say this right now.
Oh, jeez.
35 minutes in.
Ooh.
35 minutes in.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yes.
Spoiler alert.
I had this ruined for me by a fucking YouTube video.
Oh.
I was literally, not even a video I clicked on, I was scrolling through YouTube. We're about to do the spoiler, and it was like, Gemini Man, Final Fight, Third Clone, and I was like...
Just Will Smith doesn't play two people. He plays three.
One of them's a preteen, I think.
No, it was the same age.
Really? I thought it was a younger one.
No, it wasn't younger.
He looked tiny. He was like a spider monkey.
Well, yeah. they made him... I'm sure they made him tiny, but I think the face was the same. Yeah, I think the face was the same.
Like, your mission is to climb into this vent and kill all the rats.
Right.
That was a pretty cool final fight.
Oh, that was so cool.
Will Smith.
It was a little predictable though, because I was like, who else is going to be in it? Right.
But I like that it like kind of like ended fairly quickly. Like they fucked him up.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what did we do?
Yeah, cool fight. And then
was a cool fight. The action's great in this movie.
And I like how
oh my God, it's from Will Smith.
Well, the embargo's up. He can't yell at me now.
liked how what? There's two Will Smiths in this movie?
Oh, I love that. But then I liked at the end how usually, you know, at the end when they defeat the villain and they're still alive, they have to give him one final blow to like blow him, to blow their head off or whatever.
Oh, blow. Okay. Blow the gun.
The third Will Smith just eventually just dies.
He gets murdered by the other two Will Smiths.
No.
They kill him.
He dies. He's sitting there on the ground like breathing, like,
I'm
you know.
Die like he does.
Yeah, like that. Like she was, because she was about to
pop him in the fucking
pop him
head.
In the head.
And
then,
like, no.
And then he just kind of keeled over. And that's, you know, that's where Ang Lee leaves it, you know.
It's beautiful.
And then he blows the other guy out of the water.
Oh, yeah, Clive Owen.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, that's a great scene because, like, young Will Smith is about to do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't need this. You don't. There's that great line he keeps saying, like, I can't look at myself in the mirror anymore or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
And I like that it does...
How different are their lives after this? They've both killed hundreds of people. Does it make a difference if they kill one more?
Well, it's one less life he's taken.
Yes.
And he doesn't have to have the con that he killed his father.
But now he just goes to college and they're like, oh, what are your hobbies?
You want
to
know another thing?
I can kill you with one hand.
It is a hobby. I can bitch slap you with a motorcycle.
Yeah, right?
I can kill you with one hand. But also another thing I liked about this movie, they make jokes about Mary Elizabeth Winstead and Will Smith having a romantic relationship, but they never go there.
Right, I like that. Yeah. No, it's definitely...
I like that they don't do... How it's more like a casual, like... Right. We're flirting a bit.
They definitely fucked, though.
They probably fucked.
They definitely.
Whereas
fucked.
A lot of times, I know.
But they're casual though. They're not dating.
Yeah, it's probably just like we're both hot. We're both
right, guys. Right. But I think the age gap is a little weird.
The age gap is a little weird, but I think it's less weird because Will Smith is handsome as fuck.
I think it would have been less weird if she saw the clone and was like, I hate you now. I want your clone."
I think. For me, because if you were to walk into any room, any part of the planet, anywhere, any part of the galaxy, walk in and say, who in this room wants to have sex with Will Smith? Everybody would raise their hand.
Hey, Siri. How tall was Will Smith?
Will Smith is 6 feet 2 inches tall.
Of course. Damn. Of course he's a tallie.
He is a tallie.
I'm a shorty.
I'm 5'11".
Oh, well, you're almost Will Smith height, so you guys can shake hands and whatever.
Can lock eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
Is Will Smith good in this movie? I think he is in both roles. There's a scene where it's literally him talking to himself, and it's incredible.
I'll say he's okay. He's not doing anything great.
Rank
he's
the
not
Will
doing
Smiths
anything.
In this movie.
He's not what?
Rank the Smiths in this movie.
Old Smith. I'll be honest. Old Smith, young Smith, middle Smith.
Really?
Yeah. I'll say because the young Smith was better because he just fought better than.
I'd go right down the line. Old Smith, middle Smith, young Smith. All right. Do you think this movie was good? Will be good for Will Smith?
I think so.
I think box office wise, it might not be, but I think in terms of him trying interesting things,
yes. Because I think this movie will be talked about in special effects circles,
and the fact that he worked with Ang Lee that gives him a bump up, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think yes.
Or the other fucking quick. Did you get jiggy with Will Smith in this movie?
Here's the thing.
I did.
I wanted to.
He's got quips. He's got Will Smith charisma, but he's also...
I was expecting him to bring it a little bit more like The Rock does. I was expecting more quips, like he used to do. You know,
could have been a little more quips.
I did appreciate the Hitch reference.
There's a Hitch reference?
Yeah.
What one?
The one where he gets stung by the bee?
Well, he's not allergic to bees in Hitch. He's allergic to shellfish.
He's allergies. His face swelled up.
I guess that could
did
be.
Did his face not swell up?
It could be a Hitch reference.
It's clear. It's a blatant Hitch reference.
Better or worse than Hitch?
Ooh. I'll be honest. I think I want to watch Hitch.
I think I like Hitch. Yeah. Hitch is a great movie.
Hitch reference. He got stung by it.
Then there's the one where it's like, where were you born and raised? It says Philadelphia.
Good. Yeah. Good. Like, you know, in Will Smith.
West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Yeah. Playgrounds, but I spent most of my days.
Why? I really wish they would have done a rap song for this.
I know.
It could have been a slow R&B jam and then fucking.
Like think about both Will Smiths, right? And they trade off lines. Like one of them goes, I'm the gem and nah, man. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
Right?
God damn it. He did a song for Aladdin. Why can't he do one for
Did he really?
It's good too. He does new version of
Friend
Like Me.
Oh, you told
me
about
me,
this actually.
Yeah. DJ Khaled, who's DJ Khaled's only contribution to a song is going, DJ Khaled presents. And then the song fucking
I'm
plays.
The gem and nah, man.
God, he better do a song for Bad Boys.
That'd
for
be life. So cool if he did that.
Or at least just.
Maybe there was an after credits thing that we.
What was that awkward thing where we kind of. I didn't know if we were going to sit through the whole credits for a little bit there.
Well, I didn't know if there was a music video at the end.
That's true. That is a thing you have to worry about with a Will Smith movie. Not worry, but worry about missing when it comes to a Will Smith movie.
Right.
All right. So do we want to do the top or whatever? We just did it for...
We just did it for the other... No, yeah. We don't have to. Well, Gemini Man's number...
It's number two. Behind...
do it.
Joaquin could be cool in a movie like this.
Do it. Give in to your anger.
He's a little bit like the Emperor. Fucking Joker. Go see Gemini Man.
So that's Gemini. I say go see it.
If you,
in 3D,
high
in
frame
the 60
rate.
Frame
If you
rate.
Listen to this episode, I'm going to tell you right now. If you see this before you see Joker, you're dead to me.
Gemini Man?
Yeah, if you see Joker instead of seeing this, go fuck yourself.
I definitely think you should vote with your dollar and see this instead.
Stop. Sure. We don't need fucking Joker 2.
Right. No,
Jesus
we definitely
Christ.
Do not.
He's gonna Batman not. And the Joker is like fucking 6 years old. What are they going to do in Joker 2? What are you, he's going to beat up a 12-year-old? Like what?
Well, aren't
He
so
puts his fingers in
that's what I've heard.
He just shows up to the
to
gate.
To a very rich young boy's mouth.
He just
who has security guards.
The number one thing.
And a butler.
No, he has no security guards. He's just playing by the fucking gates. Bruce Wayne, Thomas Wayne's son, just playing by the fucking gates. Joaquin's like doing magic tricks. He puts his fingers in his mouth, and then Alfred comes out and he's like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, exactly. Alfred would have kicked his ass.
He's swollen this.
Because he's played by John Cena.
If only.
He goes, "Hey, what are you doing?"
That'd be great.
Wasn't that a good John Cena?
That was pretty good John. Speaking of Batman, do you see who they just cast as the Joker? Or is the Riddler?
Oh, Jim Carrey?
Paul Dano.
Oh.
How cool is that?
Wait, Jim Carrey already played the Riddler.
He played the Riddler, yeah.
Yeah. Whoops.
Anyways.
No, there was something...
This is Gemini Man.
Oh, wasn't it? Who was supposed to play the Riddler?
Jonah Hill, but he backed out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like Jonah Hill is probably like, I directed a movie. I'm too good to be in fucking movies anymore. Like, what was the last movie he was in?
That was a comedy?
Or just like a star, like he starred in.
Starred in This Is Us?
No, This Is Us.
This is the end.
He was in War Dogs.
War Dogs?
I feel like he's been in something recently. But I feel like he also acts like, I directed a movie. I should be above this.
Maybe.
I feel like he kind of wanted to do after Moneyball, but then like he did This Is the End in like 22 Jump Street and is like, Jonah Hill's back.
But then, I mean,
Wolf of Wall Street.
But he had the line in This Is the End where he was like, dear God, I directed Moneyball.
I was in Moneyball.
Yeah, please,
dear God,
please kill him before me.
Yeah. This Is the End, a great movie.
Yeah. But then, he did Wolf of Wall Street, and that, for some reason, hear me out. Wolf of Wall Street.
Great fucking movie.
Overrated.
You're a piece of shit.
Yes, it is well made. All it is people jacking off for 3 hours, though.
It is way more than that. It's definitely not a satire. It shows you how horrible like Wall Street brokers are and the whole culture.
But they're trying to make it glorified.
No, that's the thing. That's like watching Goodfellas and being like, hey, look, being a gangster sounds pretty fun. It shows you the ramifications of this Wall Street nonsense.
But there's no payoff at the end because he doesn't.
Exactly. It shows you it's how shitty it is that there's no consequences for these guys. It's like the ending of The Big Short when it's like, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, they all got off. They're like, well, fuck. Or like the ending of Vice where it's like, yeah, Dick Cheney's still alive. You know, still doing war crimes.
I just, when people are like, oh, Jonah Hill was great in it.
He swallows a goldfish.
Probably CGI goldfish, but.
I don't know.
Leonardo DiCaprio, overrated.
Should have won in that. Should have won in that way more than should have won in The Revenant. Just walking around all sad about his daughter or whatever.
Right. I mean, in The Revenant?
Yeah.
He's bad
in The Revenant.
It's hard to say.
Is the serious version of the scene in Hot Rod where Andy Samberg rolls down the hill for 5 minutes?
I guess. So if I watch Hot Rod,
Hot Rod's better than The Revenant.
Easily. When he trips the initial trip and flies through the air, it's just going to cut to The Revenant, and I'm going to watch The Revenant.
It's pretty much it.
And then The Revenant's over, and that's when he...
What does he do in The Revenant but falls down a bunch of hills?
I guess that's true, yeah.
Oh, God. Hot Rod's probably the best movie of the 21st century. All right. So this has been
Gemini Man.
We should just write the rap.
Yeah, we should.
This has been the Not New Gemini review.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll probably not... What's the next new movie review we're going to do? Are we going to do Adam's Family?
Adam's Family.
You're going to see Adam's Family?
I really don't want to.
You got
to
see it.
I know, but who does she play?
She plays Morticia, so we kind of...
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, but do we count it? Because we haven't finished our series yet. How do we play the rules here? Do we play loosey-goosey with the rules?
I don't know. I'm probably going to edit this part out, and we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we pull a mullet? Well, then we'll just pretend that probably the next one we're probably going to do is Jumanji.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you see the Jungle Cruise trailer.
Yeah.
How fun does that look?
It looks very much like Jumanji. It
looks better than Jumanji.
What?
John Colette Sarah directed
it. All right.
All right. This has been the Not New Gemini Man review. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe.
Please.
Donate to our Patreon. Follow us on Twitter.
If you'd like.
Not New Movie. Follow us on Facebook, I guess.
Maybe. Probably maybe. Not. Hasn't been updated in years.
Tune in next time for The Last Face, which we're probably going to hate.
Mm-hmm.
Although I thought I was going to hate Snow White and the Huntsman. That movie's amazing.
Okay.
Ross never rewatched it.
All right. Bye, everybody. Jeremy's finally losing his mind.